And welcome in to GSU Panthers Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York, joining you once again from the studios of Impact Media. It's a nice day. We're out here on the deck. It's always fun out here. We try to do as many shows as we can. Lots of fun things always going on out here. It's a beautiful day. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. We're so much closer to Friday. And like I said, every day is a pretty good day to me. I'm doing well. Just a couple things I'm going to get into today. And I'll let you guys on to your merry way because you guys are all gearing up for the summer semester or getting a work, got summer vacation coming up. Got a lot of fun things. You know, the coaches have taken some time a little bit too away from all the fun things they've been doing. But happy hump day, like I said, a happy Wednesday. And why don't we right to it? First of all, today's show is called Telescope. And the reason it's called Telescope is because we look into the future a little bit. We're not going to speculate. This is a few things that have been decided today. The last few days of the Miles Satellite Camps were yesterday at Collins High School and the Penn State. A couple of Penn State coaches were there as well as the Georgia State coaching staff. Today, actually, just 30 minutes ago at Penn State in Columbus, Georgia. That'll be all the way to 7:30 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, they'll be at Colquitt High School in Moultrie, Georgia, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., of course. And Friday will be the last of the Trent Miles Satellite Camps, and that will be at the BSU Football Complex in Atlanta, right there on Martin Luther King Drive, I believe, from 6 to 8:30. Now, I just will say, if you're going Friday, go early, not just because of traffic, but go a little early. Go, if you're looking at the stadium, at the complex on the front, needs to go down about two blocks, and right there you'll see Daddy D's barbecue, and it's great. It's fantastic. Maybe we should have them on the show sometime to talk about it. Fantastic, though. Make sure you go down there. Check that out if you get a chance. If not, go check out camps. If you're an eligible person, want to get some work in or get in front of the eyes of collegiate coaching, definitely. I believe it's $50 or so. Go to the camp. You'll definitely come away a better player than you were when you started. Another thing that was decided future-wise, the Panthers have added three games to the future schedule. Now, here's the games they've added. They've added a home game. Furman College on September 7th of 2019, so that would be about 3 weeks from this fall away. Also, a home-and-home against Western Michigan, whereas 2 years from this fall, September 22nd of 2018, Western Michigan will be at the Turner Field. We haven't really got a name for that yet, the new complex out there. And then the following year on September 14th, 2019, your Georgia State Panthers will be in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where the Western Michigan back into that home and home. Those should be some fun games. Let's see. What else can I... Oh. And then, actually, we have some other things. Let me see if we can find those real quick. I'll tell you some other Georgia State-related news, not necessarily baseball or football. Basketball team. has been named to the NAC ad hoc committee for the NCAA tournament. And this is as far as selection, seating, and bracketing. The committee consists of head coaches representing all levels of Division I, former NCAA men's basketball committee members, NCAA and NABC staff. NABC director Jim Haney and former SEC commissioner Mike Sleeve are co-chairs for this committee. Connor, who will be entering his sixth year with Georgia State, has been a part of 103 wins in his 5 years and is just four shy of the school's all-time record of 107. He'll easily get that. And he's led the Panthers to two of their first three most successful seasons in school history, including the NCAA tournament appearance in 2015, made it all the way to the third round. To this committee is to provide the perspective of men's basketball coaches as team perspective to the NCAA Division I basketball committee regarding the selection, seating, and bracketing process. Basically, they're trying to get unbiased people to make sure that the right people are getting put in the positions they need to, as far as, you know, the right teams getting in and where they're getting in at. But congratulations to Coach Hunter on that. In other news, a couple of the Georgia State Panthers indoor women volleyball team were nominated for NCAA Woman of the Year. That would be Katan Ajinaku and Deidre Bohannon. They were nominated for the 2015-16 NCAA Woman of the Year, as announced on Tuesday, which was yesterday. NCAA member schools nominated 517 athletes from all the divisions for the award. So, hey, we got two. That's phenomenal. Ajinaku led the Panthers in blocks and was third in kills this past season while attending classes as a first-year law student in the College of Law at Georgia State. Bohannon was a four-year starter and earned all Sun Belt honors twice, becoming just the 10th player all-time to reach the 1,000 kill mark. Bohannon was a respiratory therapy major, one of only two student athletes at Georgia State to go through that program. Now, as they, obviously, as we hear from here, as they narrow those down to determine of the 517, which is the ultimate winner of that award, we'll keep you up to date just as much as possible as we can with that. Let's see, what else? If you haven't got a chance to check out Ben Moore from 24/7 Sports, and also only sat down and spoke with defensive coordinator, talked about such things, working with dad, being a new father himself just in a couple weeks. Early congratulations to Jesse on the birth of his first child coming up. Wish all the best, happy and healthy baby and mother. And you know, asking how the kids are doing on defense, who was really sticking out to him, those sorts of things, what kind of things they were working on. If you get a chance to check that out or want to check it out again, I will post it up. I believe it's on my Facebook page already. I will post it up, or you can look for more on Facebook, on Twitter as well, or you can go to Georgia State. But 247sports.com, and it'll definitely be on there. But definitely check that out, and you know, maybe we'll get Coach Menner on here in the next few weeks, and we'll get a chance chance to talk some stuff over with him as well. So if you have a chance, check that out. Some really fun things going on there. And David Sheely, who was on last week, his BSSN Wrestling Podcast, he did a solo podcast. You can catch that on Facebook as well, along with it right. You can go to archive.org and look for it. It was a Money in the Bank podcast. So if you like wrestling, definitely go check that out. And shout out to David for doing that. Definitely appreciate his work. And he does a good job with that. Now, last thing I want to get to, and we're going to get up and out of your way, get you guys back to whatever fun activity or thing you're doing. It's Wednesday night. You're on your way to church right now, if you are. Hope you have a good night at church. If you're leaving church, hey, I hope you got everything out of it you wanted. And, you know, hopefully you said a prayer for these Panthers because, yeah, we could use a little prayer. But, as promised, I'm going to tell you a little more about the junior college transfer, Rico Statham. He's the safety. I believe he's more of a free safety than a strong safety, but I think he can play both. The Draco is 690 pounds. He's listed as a free safety. He, I think, currently goes to school in Dodge City, Kansas. Dodge City has a indoor team that's pretty fun if you're ever in Dodge City. Yes, it's a real place. Be sure to check that out. The Dodge City Law play there. But Draco has big-time speed and acceleration. He is a ball hawk. It means that's that Ed Reed ability, where if the ball is in the air, there's a good chance that he's going to come down with it. He explodes through tackles. He won't just get up in a tackle. He will explode through them in order to make another tackle or a ball carrier. He has a kick return average. He's actually a pretty good kick returner. A kick return average of 3.8 yards. Pretty good. He might can help us on the back end some of that. And some of his 2015 safety stats. He had 92 tackles, 6.5 of those for loss. He had 3 interceptions and 12 pass breakups. That means in coverage, you're not going to get it past him. Okay, that means he's super aggressive. Maybe we could pair him with Bobby in some rotation packages and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not putting down any of the other safeties or corners we have, but it could be interesting to have two aggressive ball hawks and pass defenders at the same time, especially at the safety position. You know, they want to go 5 or 6 wide, 5 wide, or some kind of crazy package against us. Hey, we got something for that. Now, Draco went to Clark Central High School, which is actually here in Atlanta, I believe, where he had pretty good offers from University of Alabama, Birmingham, where, oddly enough, Bobby Baker and a handful of our guys went, from Troy, from Arkansas State, and from Memphis, before he ultimately decided to go up to Dodge City, where he is now. And he is going to enroll in December. So, I guess, I think obviously he would sit out this year as an eligibility thing, but he's going to enroll in December, get class under him, and I guess he'll be playing with us next year. Now, the state is expected to take 20 to 23 prospects between December to February signing period. That's usually when you can sign guys out of high school, JUCO, transfers, those sorts of things. A lot of times when you lose a year of eligibility, or you just sit out the year and you still gain it as well. But that's a little more about Draco Statham, because I know you guys had asked, hey, all you did was tell us this guy had signed. Who is he? What do we know? Hey, told you. I try to answer you guys' questions the best I can, but that's actually going to do it for us tonight. So thanks for tuning in here on Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio for the GSU Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. If you want to hear some of our later shows in the week here, tomorrow night we will be talking Jaguars and NFL right here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Jaguar Zone, we will actually have a special guest all the way from 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area of California. Good friend of mine and just an overall super dude, Cody Elias. It'd be fun to have him on. So, you know, make sure to tune in tomorrow night or go to iTunes where you can find us, Twitter, Facebook, all the fun places. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!
By that much.